December is blockbuster month, when the studios gear up to get their big movies in theaters before the holidays. These same studios are also rushing to release their prestige films, the ones that critics love and only a fraction of the viewing public will probably go see. Our Hollywood Insider is Morning Edition commentator and writer and director John Ridley. Morning, John.
Morning, Renee. How are you?
So why is the month of December so critical for the movie studios?
It's become a duality here. I mean, it is this big blockbuster season. You have films like Ocean's 12 and Lemony Snicket. People are going to be home. They're with their families. It's a great time for the Hollywood studios to fill their coffers. At the same time, the awards season is coming up. And it's a fact that an Oscar will not only add money to the bottom line of a film, of the films that win, but also add a level of prestige.
Now, these smaller films, prestige films, art films, are these films now coming out of big studios and used to be independents? I mean, this thing keeps going back and forth, or an independent's truly actually like Miramax owned by Disney.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is that there are still some films that start very independently. You have a film like Sideways this year that's generating a lot of buzz, as you would say, with the critics. But all the major studios now have these independent wings. And they want, the major studios want to have an operation that brings these Oscars in, no matter that most of these little films are not going to generate a lot of money. A couple of years ago, Warner Brothers was the only studio that did not have an independent arm, and they kept getting shut out of the Oscar race. They were not making the bigger movies like Gladiator that might generate awards. They were not making the smaller films like Lost in Translation. So what they did was they actually opened a quote-unquote independent arm within the largest media organization in the world to try to make films or release films that were more likely to get Oscars.
We should mention, before we go on, that you have a new show on the American Movie Classics cable channel, AMC.
What? I do?
Sorry, I knew you're shy, but...
Yeah, I don't want to use the public radio for that.
Called Movie Club.
It's called the Movie Club. It's the new show, and it's, you know... There's this idea that, does criticism matter anymore? Do critics, you know, in New York, just, are they just writing criticism for other critics in L.A.? And what we want to do with the show is bring it down to a level we have different kinds of people from many different backgrounds really discussing film rather than just giving a straight polemic on film and expecting everybody in America to yay or nay what one person is saying.
So, December movies.
I would say my two favorite movies coming out this December, and these are polar opposites. Again, Ocean's 12, I think, is just, it's a great Hollywood movie. It's got every star in the universe. And again, Steven Soderbergh is probably, I think, the best director working right now. On the other end of the spectrum, the film that I really like is Hotel Rwanda, which is an incredibly powerful film. It's about the genocide that took place in Rwanda. Beyond being a very powerful film, it stars Don Cheadle, who is one of the best actors working, ironically, also in Ocean's 12. But here he's got the lead role, does an amazing job, and I think will finally get some of the recognition that he deserves as a great actor who's been working in the shadow and supporting a lot of other terrific actors.
Morning Edition commentator John Ridley is a Hollywood writer and director. His new show, Movie Club, debuts tonight on the AMC Network.